tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene Johnson. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
All right. Welcome back, guys. Season 4, Basketball Wives, Episode 2. Crazy episode tonight, huh?
Yes.
The drama, it's like Christmas, it keeps on giving.
Yes.
The gift keeps on giving. Anyway, we're glad you guys decided to spend your night with us. I'm your host, William Lee. You can find me anytime on Twitter at William Lee TV, or if you're on Instagram, venture over there. It's William _ Beverly Hills. Right? How fitting.
Hey guys, that's such a weird Twitter name.
But right?
Of course, I am Gary Thomas, and of course you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Gary Thomas, or my website iamgarythomas.com.
Nice. Well, this show, oh my God.
Before you do that, make sure you guys like and subscribe us on YouTube. YouTube / AfterBuzz TV.
Or our website, AfterBuzzTV.com.
Yes. And I'd like to tell people, download the app. It's so much easier to get to the shows when you have the app on your phone. It's a great app. It's easy just to click on it, hear it, or watch it, either one. And
it's free. And that's the best part.
Exactly.
You don't have to you click on it, it's there. Apple, Android, it doesn't matter what you have, they got you covered. BlackBerry, we got you. Sidekick, maybe not.
Right. But, right, not Sidekick.
Yeah, it's 12 years ago, so right. Yeah.
And of course, if they want to keep up with the show, ABTV, BBWLA. That's for Basketball Wives, LA.
Hashtag. Yes, on Twitter. That's right. That's what we got.
We got it.
We've known each other forever. We're finishing each other's sentences.
Right.
It works that way. It's raining tonight if you guys are in the Los Angeles area. It's been raining this whole weekend and humid. And if you're from Florida, that's what we have here this weekend.
It's crazy.
It really is. Almost like Ohio, kind of. Maybe not. Right. I don't know.
Not quite.
But tonight, it's just the fireworks on this show, just it's the gift that keeps on giving, as we mentioned. It's just so intense. You and I mentioned that we think, Dra Michelle is like our secret crush. We love that woman.
She's like my real life crush. And when I saw her in person and she touched me, I was like,
you were
taken aback. I was touched a bit.
Literally.
But she, I don't know what people get from her, but she's really just, she is a nice person in real life. She kind of has this edge on the show, but in real life, she is a sweet girl.
And
I really like her.
That is, when you can meet someone who is amazing in person and on the inside and out, in this town, as I'm sure you've seen, it's rare. It's hard to come by.
It is. And it's fortunate for this show because, I've interviewed most of the girls on the show.
Nice.
I've had red carpet interviews with most of them, and that's kind of why I wasn't here last week. I went to the premiere. I hosted on the red carpet for the premiere, and they're not quite who you think, but you can still get some juice from them. They give it
to
you.
The flavor's there. The hot sauce is there. They got the juice.
Exactly.
Everything is flowing. The season 4 already is off to a big start, and it's just really getting crazy. We have so many things this season coming up, and it all started with a snake. A snake in a car.
The Boussard. Is it called Boussard or Boussard? Barsart Cognac that Jackie has?
Barsart Cognac. She's got it. She's a boss.
Yeah.
She's a boss.
Barsart Cognac. Jackie Christie is definitely, always has a lot going
always.
On.
Always. She doesn't always. Know when to, I don't know when she has any day off. I mean, she's really, and this is amazing that she's doing as much as she is, because you'd think, all the drama and this, and not to be a hater or anything, but we know that she is, a little older than some of the other ladies on the show. But she's still...
There's no age in business, though,
That is true. That is true. So she's just nonstop. And the car wasn't about to show up on the episode. The snake wasn't about to show up. And it was getting a little scary. She was on the phone with practically everybody. And eventually, the good news was the car showed up. The snake showed up. But also, the drama showed up.
Yeah. So her lead actress is not there, whoever this lady was, and Megan steps in to play the part. And we also saw a couple cameos in this one. We had Christian Keys was playing the guy in the commercial. They didn't really say that. And then I saw Oscar Rodriguez in there, helping her do different things. So it was kind of cool seeing some people around LA that you see normally in the commercial. But
And we were talking during the show about Christian in the car. Like, he's the go-to celebrity car guy you were mentioning
to me. It was Oscar. Oscar Rodriguez.
Oscar's Rodriguez. He's got it.
Yeah. I'm not even trying to to drop his company, you know, because I don't work for them.
Yeah, yeah.
But there is Affluent Natasha, who the company he works for, and they kind of do all the luxury branding. So I can see how they assisted her in this venue here.
It's a mutually benefiting relationship.
Exactly.
So win-win for both involved. And the snake, when the snake started slithering, remember Jackie, she was like, it's moving, it's moving. So, but eventually it got under control and everything was a hit. Except but Patrice, for Donald, but, right?
Patrice showing up.
Yeah.
So Patrice is very new to me, so I'm not sure how I feel about her just yet, and I'm trying to fill her out. But she shows up and she says she came there to be nosy though.
Yeah, she's like the new kid at school where we're not sure, you know, totally about her. Same here, you know. But everyone says she's nosy. You're right, and it's like, what has she done that these people are so upset with? What is she? How has she gotten a nerve or struck a nerve with these, you know, with Jackie and everyone?
I mean, I can agree with what Megan said. Megan says she kind of came off cold, but I mean, Megan's very bubbly, you know, so maybe, you know, she doesn't take that very well, but she, you know, you don't just walk up in somebody's video shoot or commercial shoot and just kind of like,
just
here snooping around, asking questions.
You know,
but then had the audacity to say that Megan was in her Kool-Aid.
In her flavor, too.
Right. So like, you don't want to know the flavor.
I love that quote. I'm going to start using that. You better stay out of my Kool-Aid and my flavor. Like, oh, man.
That is really 1990.
It really was. Yeah, 1990. The commercial, remember the giant Kool-Aid man running around, changing colors? It's like, it's a throwback is what it was.
Right. Like, why did you even bring that up, Patrice? Like, that kind of like told your age right there.
Right?
But we all do that.
The one-liners on the show, I mean, never gets old.
Because it's always, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, like,
we cool, it's going to be okay, we're not going to fight too much.
Right.
It's like, we're still going to love each other, even though we secretly hate each other. I don't, you know, it's really, I'm happy that Jackie, obviously, you know, she, even though some people say she may start drama, she does it. To me, she seems almost like a motherly figure. Like she's trying, maybe I'm reading her wrong.
I can't see that.
I mean, yeah, I could be reading her wrong, but it's.
I think that she definitely.
Maybe she manipulates and just. Yeah. She tricked me already.
Yeah.
My first time watching the show.
I think she's definitely, you know, is a nice person.
Yeah.
But I definitely think she has a way with words. And it. She may not always mean what she says, but it definitely gets under people's skin. And I think that's what is happening here. Yeah. And it's crazy that, you know, her and Megan, who Megan is originally a bad girls club.
That's right.
You know, so how they are clicking kind of, you know, right on.
More cohesive.
You know?
Yeah, for sure. And then there's just they have that natural bond because they've probably been in similar situations, maybe different stories, but they get each other. They know, you know, deep down.
That's a huge age gap for them
to
get each other.
That's true, though. Yeah, they're definitely not, you know, sharing each other's clothes, I don't think.
No.
the same Louboutins are not going on. They're a little more, one might be Stuart Weitzman, the other one's doing Christian Louboutin.
But what do you even think about this whole Patrice, Megan, Jackie conversation that kind of went on?
Yeah, no, you know, it's that to me, it was kind of confusing because it was like, what is the big issue? What is the drama? Like, you know, what has this girl done to you? You know, how is she, you know, how did she strike this nervous person? How did she upset this person? That to me, so I'm still making sense of it, honestly. You know, I mean, for you guys watching at home, I am kind of new to the show, but it's, you know, hopefully from here we can kind of get some, you know, resolution and they can kind of, you know, sit down and, you know, maybe do like a, you know, Doug Christie / Malaysia sit down. Maybe not quite that intimate, but we'll see. You know, maybe no hugs in this one. Or no, you know, people spying out. We'll get to that later. But yeah,
but I feel like that's Jackie's thing. She said, you know, I want you to judge me as me, and when I have issues, I just sit down and talk. It's too many sit down talks. Like if you just watch what you say in the beginning,
exactly. You don't have to say it 10 million times.
You don't have to have this conversation afterwards. Like just be mindful of the things that you're saying in the beginning, because I just felt like. Patrice did come off a little bit cold, if you're already sizing her up
exactly
the way Megan was, she's like, you came in here looking like an old lady.
Yeah, she read her from the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, she wasn't looking necessarily like an old lady, she's a mom, you know.
Put together a little more distinguished, you know, and the outfit's not going to be, you know, hoochie-coochie, all revealing. And, you know, she's not going to work at the Spearmint Rhino, you know, later that night. She's going for a presentable business executive. It is her, you know, her alcoholic beverage. It is her company, you know, or something that she's involved with. So she has to be presentable, which I get that. You know, we're all in brand ambassadors. We all have our dreams. You know, you got to, and as you're pursuing them, you got to look presentable. Like if you look like you just got out of bed. Yeah, who's gonna take Jackie serious or anybody? You know,
I just feel like it's kind of like she is already like, that's why I'm on the fence about it, because she came in and she said, I'm trying to be nosy in one clip. Then she told Jackie that, you know, I'm trying to figure you out, you know, what's going on. Then the next, she's with Drea in Malaysia, and she says, oh, I thought you guys were going to be there, so that's why I came. Yeah. So we all know, even as viewers, we are not dumb enough to know that Drea in Malaysia would show up to this commercial. Yeah. Like, Patrice, you should have known. You could have gave them a phone call and asked or something like
Send the email, so, text, something.
Right, you're talking about three different stories that don't even make sense now.
Yeah, it really is. It's like a one collision traffic accident waiting to happen.
Right.
It's just, it's such a train wreck, and it's, well, hopefully there'll be more resolution as the season progresses. We're, you know, only on the second episode, so we'll see, hopefully, something.
Yeah, we got to see a little bit more.
That's
a little bit more.
We got to wait a little longer, people. We got to wait a little bit longer. But, you know, it just... Speaking of strippers, I mentioned the Spearmint Rhino earlier, and Patrice, well, you know, she wasn't going to work there, you know, but it was oh my gosh, strippers with Eddie and Patrice and the birthday party. It was surprise, surprise.
I thought it was fun. I thought it was
lighten the mood a little bit.
I agree with Drea. You know, maybe something a little bit more sexier could have been fun. But I think that they're parents of like almost 10 kids,
right,
almost.
Right.
So, and she said, I've, you know, been a mom for so long,
for like 14 plus years,
right?
Or for many years, yeah.
But yo, her story is crazy. Like she is now mothering the child that he created, you know, while he was infant, you know. Having
extramarital affairs.
Yeah, you know, he was here doing his thing, you know.
On the side.
So, I mean, I commend her all means.
Exactly.
You know, his mother was killed. She took him in, that is, you know, and she stuck out through the marriage, but.
Yeah, that was the seventh child, because six were their own, and then the seventh. But
I don't even know, like, six of them. I don't know the story. Like, they're all from, like, you know, the same relationship.
The same relationship, absolutely. But that's crazy. I mean, the fact that she wanted to, you know, I agree with you 100%, adopt and be there for the, you know, take the child in as its own. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, even in this challenging, you know, environment where the mother gets tragically shot and murdered and, you know, can't even imagine that. But it's just, you know, now she said she's trying to find him a home eventually, I think, trying to adopt. I think they were saying something.
Well, no. They're taking care of him. She's taking care of him as if she is his mother.
Yeah.
Because the real mother was killed and, you know, was murdered.
That's what I was trying to make sense of.
Yeah,
how she's going to keep it or just eventually.
Yeah, so she's trying to make him her own. She's basically his stepmother.
That's
but
right.
She's like, you
the
know, I want to put
all that.
Paperwork.
Right.
So she's actually his mother. Yeah.
That's amazing.
This party. It was, you know, the party was not even the highlight of this. The highlight was this conversation between, you know, Malaysia, Brandy, and Drea about, you know, the conversation about the date.
Yeah. It was, and that was, the party literally was the midget stripper with the tattoos, and then this one, you know, larger woman who was just up there getting it, having a good time.
Whatever
was happening there, I was like, this is getting a little, you know, stale. It wasn't even as much as
we didn't really see this was like a birthday party. Like, nobody really cared about that. It was really about the conversation.
Just hanging out, conversation. Yeah. But that, it was getting juicy. It was really just they really got into, I think, some more of their deep issues there a little bit more. And just,
I think, just
scratched the surface.
I think they just really, like, Drea, I think Drea was very honest in saying, you know, I didn't word this correctly until Jackie was a date. And then, you know, I think that Malaysia was just a little bit too on the fence about it. Like, she just
too
admitted,
hung up on
you,
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, you guys backed me to a corner. Like, okay, you're just being really dramatic
now
about the whole situation. I just feel like, calm down.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. You put this out into the air.
Exactly.
She may not have worded it correctly the way you wanted to, but you put it out there.
And comedy, you put that energy out, it comes back.
Exactly. Maybe you want to get mad at Brandy, because Brandy's kind of like laughing along, like, well, you asked her this.
You asked her, exactly. And it just, if you want something, it's kind of like, it's almost like saying, there's a saying, you know, less is more. You know, for her and her situation, probably the less that she got involved, the less that she said or speculated or thought, the more, the better it would have turned out, versus kind of getting overly involved or overly into it. And so I thought that was a little, I agree with you.
Right, she's
kind of
getting up and storming out to go get some air. Like, come on.
I know.
It was just, it was adding to the drama of it. And I just feel like, come on.
When she got up like that, I was like, really?
Come on.
It wasn't even, she just like, was
sit back down, calm down. Like,
I'm like, did she have to go to the bathroom? Did she have to blow her nose? Did she have to get a little snack, some water, some tea, some coffee? What was going on? She just literally just got up like someone rang a bell and she got up. Like, she was just timed or programmed, you know, to boop and boop.
So. I honestly didn't expect Drea to tell the truth. Not that I think Drea is a liar.
No.
Don't quote me on that. I just didn't think that she would say it, like, exactly like I, this is exactly what I said to Jackie.
She was
this
to
is
the exactly point.
To a T, like
to a T.
I didn't say date. Yeah. I said meeting. Like,
exactly.
So I mean, you know, yeah.
Two different things, right?
So I thought that normally, you know, it's a little bit more drama. So I didn't think she was going to be so straightforward with it. Like, this is what I said.
She was literally straight to it without any sugarcoating, any nothing at all. There, and it wasn't like Tinder. You know, they know each other. It wasn't like trying to. He's available on Tinder. Go get him on a date. It was just a meeting to discuss. You're right. Their thoughts and feelings and how, you know, Malaysia was feeling towards, you know, Doug Christie. And yeah, I think it truly got kind of blown out of proportion, as we saw towards the end of the episode with, you know, with Jackie, right, being in front out there with like not almost binoculars, literally had the iPhone in one hand and was looking out the window with the other hand and just trying to see what was going on at the restaurant.
Yeah, like so they have this conversation, you know, Malaysia and Doug
yeah,
meet
yeah,
up
yeah.
And it's, you know, they she first of all Jackie. I don't know if I agree with her because I'm not married or
true.
Have these type of feelings, because she just kind of was like, you know, in tears, like, you know, she's meeting up with Malaysia, this maniac, and it's like, didn't you agree to this?
Right?
you said
it would be okay. It's like, and then now she's flipping the table, like, oh, I didn't agree to this.
Like, what did you think? What did you think was going to happen between Malaysia? First of all, Malaysia don't want Doug.
Yeah, not at all.
We all know Malaysia's way too bad to want Doug.
Exactly.
You know, Malaysia got it. Malaysia does look that good in person.
She sure does.
But Malaysia's way too bad to want Doug.
Yeah.
Doug is happily married. Like, what are you sweating on?
20 years. Remember they said 20 years together and married. And, yeah, and I, quite frankly, they seem a little more kind of, they've got their lives in cruise control. Or they're just, you know, coasting. Whereas Malaysia's kind of still, you know, she's established, but she's still growing, it seems.
Well,
like,
Malaysia is recently divorced.
She recently divorced,
you know, Pargo.
Yeah.
And this is like a new discovery period for her. So I think that, you know, trying to fill out her friends and everything going on in her life, this is kind of like the prime time to do that.
Exactly.
Because she's like rediscovering who Malaysia is right now.
And finding what she loves and what she doesn't like and rediscovering Malaysia. And, you know, the tension, the feelings, like, is she really my friend? Is this not? And just relearning and regrowing, which I think we always got to learn and grow, you know. And otherwise, you kind of stay in neutral in that relationship. And recently divorced, you got to be looking for love. I think she is going to find it eventually. We'll see when.
But the fact that even Jackie even brings up the fact, like, oh, does she want to ruin my marriage? Does she want my guy because she's no
recently
Jackie?
Divorced.
No,
oh,
Jackie. Like, cut that right now.
Out.
Like, cut that right now. Like, I think that I don't even know. I feel like, you know, as parts of this conversation were just irrelevant. Like, Malaysia didn't really have to say some of the things that she did to Doug, because I feel like, you know, that is just girl talk, you
it
know,
is,
stuff
exactly.
that happened between you guys. And, you know, Doug already has seen the episodes of the past seasons. He knows what already happened. And to kind of say that, you know, tell a man that you think his wife is kind of like a two-faced, kind of backstab you, like, that is so many words what she was saying. She was basically saying your wife is a snake in the grass.
Yeah, literally.
Like, you know.
I thought it was in the car, though, in the video. But, you know, there's more than one snake on this, apparently, folks.
How could you sit there and say that to somebody's husband? Like, you know, like.
Right to you, like.
Right.
Right and up and you. No bones about it. No justification. Just went there for it. The jugular. Went for the jugular.
Right. To this woman's husband.
To her husband, yeah. And 20 years there of love. It's kind of, that's a long time in this day and age. You know, most people don't make it, especially in the, you know, athletic world, the entertainment industry. It's even higher, the divorce rate and separation and infidelity. And it's sad, but the fact that it almost seemed like she was maybe trying to make a wedge or create this tension that wasn't even there to begin with.
I think that we've also, we've learned in the past season that, you know, Jackie traveled with the team.
Yeah.
So I don't think he had as many opportunities to be unfaithful, but nor maybe he didn't want to, you know, not speculating, but I mean, she was always there.
Maybe
that was the strength of the relationship. She was always there.
And Jackie said in the episode that not once during their 20-year relationship that has, you know, Doug ever been on the phone or talking to some woman without her being right there, without Jackie being right there, listening into the call or the in-person conversation. So she was always very right there, very involved, and, you know, making sure that he wouldn't go stray or whatever, you know.
So. Yeah, maybe just being overbearing.
Overbearing. That's the perfect word. Overbearing. Overbearing Jackie.
Yeah, because I think Jackie's overbearing in everything in her life.
Everything.
And it may be, you know, like it may be one of those things, like Doug said, it comes from caring so much.
Control freak.
But yeah, she likes to have her hand
in everything.
Everything, like her daughter, her husband, her friends. She likes to be in control, and you can see that throughout all the seasons, that she cannot be spontaneous or just let things not be
let them
what
be.
She foresees it, you know.
At micromanaging. She's like micro the video from the music video shoot in this episode to her husband and the conversation with Malaysia to everything. She's just heavily involved.
Right. She couldn't let go. There's no way.
She's hanging on. Right. Like
Drea said, you got to be somewhere else at home, maybe drinking some wine. That's right. No, we knew Jackie wasn't going to have that.
Not at all. She was just like, I want to be involved. I got my driver. I got this Escalade I'm sitting in, just, you know, sitting back and watching from a distance across the street, you know, from the restaurant. And she was hands on the whole situation the whole time. I remember she called him numerous times.
Yeah.
And he just kept, for the most part, sending the voicemail. He finally picked up. And he was just like, you know, we're almost, I'll tell you everything that happened, babe. When we get back, I'll let you know, everything.
Do you think he should have answered on the first phone call?
With someone like that and being with Jackie for 20 years, I would say yeah. I would say if to not push her buttons. By him not answering the first time, I think kind of pushed more of her buttons. You know, by him just kind of like, just, you know, send a voicemail, click, click, click. That probably made her more antsy, more riled up. Maybe he knew that, you know, he could get away with it for a little bit, but then maybe he eventually was like, I got to answer this. I got to talk to my babe. If I don't talk to her now, she might be, you know, calling 911 or something.
I just want to understand, you know, what did she think she was going to accomplish? Like, right. Did she want to, like, make it seem like, oh, I'm still, you know, his number one, but I'm going to call. You might be out with my husband right now, but I'm going to call him 3-4, you know, call him and make sure he answers this phone. Right. Just to,
don't think you're his side chick, because right, you sure like, aren't.
What type of security right. was she expecting to yeah. get from this here phone call?
And that's the thing is, she was there. She saw what was happening. Remember, she said the only thing that she couldn't see, she couldn't hear what they were doing, but she could see what they were doing. And there was nothing really to me that was that serious. They were just kind of chatting about her feelings, his feelings. Doug was very straightforward to the point. She, you know, said a few of the issues I think that she had with Jackie, and think, you know, she asked him, does your wife, I'm trying to think of the exact quote, but something of this nature, that does she get worked up easily or riled mm-hmm. up, or does she, you know, can you, and he said yeah, like she kind of can, she has that side that's not all she's about, but she has a little bit of that, you know, in her if it gets pulled to the surface or someone pushes her buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So they were being both straightforward, especially Doug. I don't think he was hiding anything or, you know, lying. Or he was straight to the point with her, as good as he could have been for a meeting, not a date, you know, a simple meeting. They didn't, like, meet on Tinder, you know, or any of that, clearly. So I think that he handled his business for sure. Good.
So overall, so after this whole episode, how do you think the new girls, Patrice and Megan, are fitting into this circle of, you know, reality show veterans, so to right. speak, of Basketball Wives?
This whole equation of reality show chaos and wives, you know, they're easing their way in, I think. They're, you know, they're, in some ways, maybe they're could do more, could do less. I think they're just kind of touching the surface. I've noticed sometimes when new characters come on other shows that are out there, that they usually will start with getting involved a little bit, but not necessarily showing their true emotions, who they really are, till usually so many episodes in or so many seasons in sometimes on some of the shows. So I think they're definitely getting in there. I can't wait to see their story develop and the storylines that, you know, who do they side with or who they really are. But I think they're, you know, for the most part, staying fairly, not too crazy so far, or fairly neutral. I mean, that's kind of my read based on this episode.
I think that's a very accurate read for Patrice.
For Patrice, especially.
Very accurate, but I don't think that's an accurate read for Megan.
Oh, no,
I
think Megan's that, more of a prior.
Yeah, she's Megan came with so much more fire. You know, she's already dropping the B word. Yeah. Like, you know, her personality is so strong, and she is, you know, like I said, coming from another reality TV show. She was on Bad Girls Club.
That's right.
I think she's just really quick at just, Megan James. She knows how the game is.
Yeah, she and that's the thing. You're right. She seems more that she's going to be probably making some headlines the next few episodes. She's already getting the fire going, and
mm-hmm.
We love to see that as viewers, as fans. We love to see that. You know, we know that. That's what makes the shows interesting. If they were just all dressed up in suits and ties and dresses and just going to a cocktail dinner and having steak and wine, we really wouldn't watch it.
Right.
You know? So that's what makes it interesting.
Right. Okay. So I think that is a good time to get into predictions.
What if all of a sudden, like, snakes came
up? I don't have time for that.
Yeah, but you and I were like, we don't need no snakes in our life. You know, snakes on a plane, snakes in a car, none of that. Just pass. We tap out of that, yeah.
So
prediction time.
So we're going into episode three of season four, Basketball Wives LA. What are you expecting? We saw a couple of previews. What are you expecting from the next episode?
It's just going to get more crazy. I do think Megan's kind of story is going to develop more, as we were just mentioning, that, you know, she's going to show more of her, who she allies with, who she sides with. And I think Jackie is still going to question the date that, you know, Doug and Malaysia had, even though she was, you know, an eyewitness there, and she saw what happened, basically. She didn't hear what happened, obviously, because, you know, she was in the car. But she was there, and she's going to perhaps misinterpret something, I think, and there's going to be some fire. She seemed to get a little heated in the preview. So, you know, that's where it's looking so far. I think Drea Michele, as we both agree, drop-dead gorgeous as she is, it seems like that the ladies feel like she's either stirring up the pot or getting involved or meddling in ways that she shouldn't, perhaps. So I think there's definitely more to come with her, and we'll see what she has in store. I'm kind of Team Drea, so yeah. She can do no wrong.
I am Team Drea, too.
We're a little biased here, just a tad.
I mean, I like the other girls, too, but yeah. I think for me, you know, we already saw in a little bit of episode, you know, Drea and Megan are going to get into it really bad. I'm not surprised by it, because when I actually talked to Megan, I was like, you know, who, you know, did you connect with? Like, you know, I was like, you know, I love Drea. She was like, Drea, who? And I was just so taken aback, and I can't wait to. I need to actually release that video, because you know, it's so out there. But she said that, and I was like, oh, so I'm not surprised that they're gonna get into it, of course. So I'm interested to see, you know, how this pans out, because because, you know, Drea is kind of like one of the veterans of the show, and you're new, and, you know, I wonder how the viewers are gonna side with this. And I'm excited because, you know, this season is L.A. and Miami combined. So that's why Shawnee O'Neal is coming back.
Coming back.
Yeah, so, you know, we get to celebrate Shawnee's 40th. I didn't know Shawnee was 40.
Yeah, time flies.
She
looks like she's, what, 28, 32, something. You know, she's doing good.
But Shawnee, see, the thing about Shawnee gives off more of a nicer persona show. But Shawnee reads people on Twitter, Instagram. Yeah. Don't get it fooled, viewer. Right. She reads people.
She'll read you.
Right. She tells
people.
She'll
tweet back even.
Yeah, she's like, she'll basically tell you, like, I get paid whether I'm on the show or not.
Exactly.
So I'm excited to see her.
She's cashing those checks regardless.
I'm just basically excited to see her back in the show and, you know, just seeing how the blend is with Miami and LA.
Absolutely.
Now, you know,
marrying both the left coast and the right coast, you know, seeing how it blends, how, you know, it's.
I think that's like the stir up of the most drama and probably the most, you know, genuine stories we're going to get, because it's such different
perspectives,
you know,
and storylines and histories and past. And it's kind of like, you know, the earthquakes and the hurricanes in Florida with the, you
know, it's just,
we'll see.
But everybody's out here in LA now,
you got to get out here, guys. I mean, you got to, it's summertime, come to LA. Maybe you might even see a basketball wife at a restaurant. You never know. I mean,
maybe.
Don't get too close because they might bite. You know, some of them might be like, you know, Michelle or whoever Megan might be giving you, you know.
Megan's sweet. Don't get me wrong. Megan is really nice.
Is, deep down. I really do.
I think she's really.
Her, so, you know.
Yes, I've interviewed her a couple times.
Really cool.
She is really
down
nice.
She whether is. People think maybe it's just the hard exterior, or
yeah,
she
does.
Gives off a vibe.
Yeah, she's younger, you know. So, you know, we've seen her in reality TV from the time she was 21 all the way 25. You know, Batgirl's girl 21, now 25. I'm basketball wise, so you're just seeing.
And that age range, a lot happens, a lot of growth.
Yeah, you're spicier.
Fresh, vibrant, finding love, getting your career, you know, to the right point, and growing a lot for sure. All right, well, we want to know what you guys think. What are you guys, what's going to happen next?
Yes.
What are your predictions?
Hashtag
us,
ABTV, BBWLA.
LA it is. Please hashtag us. Like, let us know. Like, we really want to know what's going to happen this season. Because, like we were mentioning, it's LA, it's Miami, it's the best of both worlds. So.
Oh, yeah. I want to see what the viewers are going to say.
Yeah, because you
know,
what do
they
think? You guys might be onto something that we don't even know about. You never know.
Exactly.
You never know. So, that's so much fun. It was so cool, Gary, this episode, and just getting to know, you know, the ladies more and getting to see how the season's gone down. And I thought it was really cool. I thought it was, you know.
Yeah, this wasn't tame.
Not the crazy.
I'm waiting for next. Yeah,
or
next episode.
The earrings or just knocking them down and police being called. Next episode should be.
Right.
Episode 3, so you never know. Third time's a charm.
We don't got Sunday getting her eye punched out this season.
All right.
We did the wrap up there.
Right. Boom. He's like, boom. You know, knocked down. Yeah, get your optometrist now. I hope she has a good one after that.
Right. So.
Oh, guys, thank you so much again for watching and tuning in. And we would love to. We can't wait to see what you guys think next time about, you know, everything. Please tweet us, get on Facebook, Instagram. You can find me personally at William_Beverly Hills on Instagram and William Lee TV on Twitter. How about Gary?
You can of course find me at I am Gary Thomas on Instagram and Twitter, and of course my website, iamgarythomas.com.
Nice. Perfect. Thank you guys so much.
See you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.